We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Aaron Bendley joins us, Vice President for Policy and Strategy at the Pelican Institute. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tommy?
And how's your lawn?
My lawn. Well, you know, I guess about the same. It's in patches, you know, so got to keep it watered, but it's hot outside.
Do you water it?
I try to.
I figure you
try to get an even job, you know, sometimes better than others.
I just figure, you know what, if I water it, it's going to grow, then I got to cut it. So really the most environmentally friendly thing I could do is just ignore it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, good strategy.
Least,
at least that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Ironically, my green policy is brown. Let's talk about education and the session in Louisiana. What's been done to improve education in Louisiana? Is there anything still at play? What failed, that you're not very happy about, and that's a lot to unpack. Do it at your leisure, please.
Absolutely. So we are in the final stretch right now. We have just under 35 hours until the legislative session ends. They'll end tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. And as you've mentioned, a lot's been done in education. Certainly some good wins and some things that we wish would have gone across the finish line and didn't this year. There was a big focus on literacy and numeracy, basic math and reading, and what we can do to continue making progress for our kids in those fundamental concepts that we know matter so much early in life, early in their educational experience, and really carrying them through their entire K-12 education and beyond. So there was a bill just approved a couple of days ago that would set some increased expectations for kids being promoted from the third grade to the fourth grade. And not just that, you know, retention issue, but built into that a lot of supports and interventions for kids to make sure that well before they even get to that point, they are having support where they are falling short to make sure that they get off to a firm start when it comes to reading. Also a lot of attention even paid on the math side, making sure that our teacher preparation programs, our existing teachers are getting training, bringing it back to the foundations of numeracy, of basic arithmetic. Also related to math, a strong focus on financial literacy in high school to make sure that our kids learn about things like savings, how to balance a checkbook, learn about credit, all of those things.
Mortgages, that, you know, right? How a mortgage works?
Absolutely.
So tell me about those things.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Aaron. I should just shut up and listen because I'm here every day and I hear me. And quite frankly, I get tired of hearing me because I'm with me 24 hours a day and it's honestly too much. Go ahead, please.
So we are excited to see those things. We think that represents good progress for our state and most importantly for our kids. We were also a little disappointed that a couple of other bills that would have advanced choice and options for families didn't have the votes this year in Senate to move those bills forward to the governor's desk. There were two bills in particular that would have opened up a number of opportunities for kids with special needs, as well as all kids, to take advantage of more options where they can access the same amount of state money that would have supported them in a public school. If for some reason that school is not able to meet their needs, the parents would have had access to some funds to put them in the school where they felt like their child would thrive. So we look forward to bringing that legislation back next year as many states across the country are making progress and opening up more options for families, we know it's just a matter of time until we're able to give every Louisiana family that same ability here.
Specifically, Richard Nelson's bill about third grade reading and proficiency before being promoted, did that pass? What's the status of that, Aaron? I'm trying to figure it out and I can't find it.
That bill is headed to the governor's desk. So, yes, that we're excited to see that that has passed. And that's part of a package of bills. As you know, over the past few years, there have been a number of bills related to that work. There was also a related bill that was passed to ensure that the federal funds that our state has received after COVID to deal with the just tremendous amount of learning loss that our kids experience, to make sure that there's still oversight over how those funds are spent and that there's a plan for every child that is still not where he or she needs to be, to make sure that those federal funds get spent for things like tutoring and interventions, after school help that those kids need, to make sure that that focus is there.
Is there an equivalent for third grade for numeracy as there is for literacy now that that bill is added to the governor's desk, Richard Nelson's bill? And I presume there's every indication the governor's going to sign it, right?
I haven't heard any opposition from the governor's office on that
bill.
Well,
actually, let me jump in for a second, Aaron, and get a civics lesson. To be clear, he doesn't have to sign it. If he doesn't veto it, it'll become law, correct?
That's absolutely right. Okay. I mean, the governor can take action to veto, or he can sign the bill, or there's always that third option of the governor doesn't take action at all. And if that's the case, by a certain time, that bill will automatically go into law.
Is there an expression for that, a phrase for that? I know the pocket veto is the opposite of that, but what would this be? Do you know?
I don't know if there's a term for that. I'm sure there is, and maybe I don't know it, but it's been used quite a bit over the years.
Let's make up one. I'll give you a couple of minutes to do that while we take a break. Aaron Bentley, Vice President for Policy and Strategy at the Pelican Institute. Education is everything in Louisiana. Everybody knows, I think, that listens, that that's the way I feel. And I just want to know what kind of progress we've made, and we'll talk about it when we come back, to move Louisiana forward and to make the education system better. I don't know if you put it on an index or how you would gauge that, but I also want to talk about this program that Jan Moeller was talking about with 4,000 families with childcare. I don't know if that's about education, economics, or both. I don't know if it's going to help them with pre-K skills, or if we're talking about pre-K learning, if we're talking about primarily like a babysitting thing here so the parents can work. Both important. I'm just wondering. 7:21 traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:26 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, June 7th, 35 hours about left for the legislative session. Aaron Bendeley, our guest, Vice President for Policy and Strategy at the Pelican Institute, and we're talking about education in Louisiana. And we were talking earlier, Aaron, about the bill that Richard Nelson sponsored that would, a student has to be tested and show reading proficiency in by the third grade level or before they get promoted to fourth. Would that be accurate to phrase it that way?
That's absolutely correct.
And I have a child that's a teacher in northwestern Louisiana, and she tells me she gets kids in third grade that can't read. I know it's late at that point. Can that be addressed at that point? Or does a kid have to repeat third grade? Can you remediate this over the summer? I just wonder what that's going to look like.
Schools have a number of options that they can use. I mean, certainly there are warning signs and data that is collected throughout the school year that really, you know, teachers and schools should act on that as quickly as possible. Where they see a child is not making progress or is struggling in a particular area, they need to start intervening as soon as possible. They don't have to wait until the summer. But if for some reason you get to the summer, you know, you still see that there are challenges, then absolutely there are tutoring programs and interventions that happen at the school, and also many that can happen at home or online to get that child back on track.
You can't force parents to get involved with their children. I always say, and I believe, that no matter, unless it's a boarding school, if the parents don't get involved, it's not turnkey. You can't leave it all up to the teachers and schools. Is there any way legislatively you can get parents more involved? And how important is that to this whole equation?
You know, what I have found over the years, and even myself as a parent of a school-age child, is that most parents do want to support their kids, but they need the information. And so this, I think, provides another layer of protection and just, you know, encouraging schools to, one, assess kids as to where they are. We don't know and can't intervene and can't determine where their strengths and weaknesses if we don't do the measurement. So that's really important. Number two, making sure that that information gets sent home to parents throughout the year. And if we do a good job of making sure that those measurements are good and timely and accurate, and we make sure that that information goes home to parents and that there's a true conversation happening about what can be done at school and at home to help that kid, I have found that the majority of parents will come to the table and want to act on that information.
I hope so. Scale of 1 to 10, I don't know if I can give you an index of what the legislature did, how much education in Louisiana is going to be improved. Is there any way you could gauge it or give it a score, maybe give it a letter grade, Aaron, A through F? How did the legislature do with improving education in the state this session?
I would give them probably a C+, low B. Mm. I mean, definitely some good things that move the needle forward. Lacking in some areas and still a lot of opportunities to make sure that every kid gets the ability to be in a school that meets their unique needs, and that whether kids are in traditional public schools, charter schools, homeschool, private schools, we know how important that is. That fit is so important to make sure that every kid's individual needs are addressed. We've got to be able to prioritize that and make sure that we have excellent learning environments for all kids.
Next year is not a fiscal session, so there could be more opportunity for that?
I think there will be. And I think certainly with a new governor, new legislature coming on board, you know, they're going to hear a lot from their constituents, we hope, this fall about what those priorities are. We've certainly put a plan forward. If you go to our website, we have the Comeback Agenda for Louisiana that addresses priorities and needs and opportunities, not only in education, but other areas of our state government.
And the website quickly, Aaron? The website quickly?
PelicanPolicy.org.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Quickly to news now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.